CD 2.
They practiced that very night in Glod's obsessively neat lodgings. These were behind a tannery in Phaedra Road and were probably safe from the wandering ears of the Musicians' Guild. They were also freshly painted and well scrubbed. The tiny room sparkled. You never got cockroaches or rats or any kind of vermin in a dwarf home, at least not while the owner could still hold a frying pan. Glod and Imp sat and watched Leas the Troll hit his rocks.
"What do you think?" he said when he'd finished.
"Is that all you do?" said Imp after a while.
"They're rocks," said the troll patiently. "That's all you can do. Bump, bump, bump."
"Hmm. Can I have a go?" said Glod. He sat behind the array of stones and looked at them for a while. Then he rearranged a few of them, took a couple of hammers out of his toolbox, and tapped a stone experimentally. "Now, let's see," he said. "Bam, bam, bam, bam." Beside Imp, the guitar strings hummed. "Without a shirt," said Glod.
"What?"
said Imp. "Just a bit of musical nonsense," said Glod, "like shaving a haircut 2 pence.
"Sorry?"
"Bam, bam, 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 bam."
"Shaving a haircut good value for 2 pence, said Leas.
Imp looked hard at the stones. Percussion wasn't approved of in Hlamidos either. The bards said that anyone could hit a rock or a hollow log with a stick. That wasn't music. Besides, it was, and here they dropped their voices,
too animal.
The guitar hummed. It seemed to pick up sounds. Imp suddenly had a nagging feeling that there was a lot you could do with percussion.
"Can I try?" he said.
He picked up the hammers. There was the faintest of tones from the guitar. 45 seconds later, he put down the hammers. The echoes died away.
"Why did you hit me on the helmet at the end there?" said Glod carefully.
"Oh, sorry," said Imp. "I think I got carried away. I thought you were a symbol."
"It was very unusual," said the troll.
"The music's in the stones," said Imp. "You just have to let it out. There's music in everything if you know how to find it."
"Can I try that riff?" said Leas.
He took the hammers and shuffled around behind the stones again. A bam, bop, bim, bop, bim,
bam, boom. "What did you do to them?" he said. "The sound wild."
"Sounded good to me," said Glod. "Sounded the whole lot better."
Imp slept that night wedged between Glod's very small bed and the bulk of Leas. After a while, he snored. Beside him, the strings hummed gently in harmony. Lulled by their almost imperceptible sound, he'd completely forgotten about the harp. Susan awoke. Something was tugging at her ear. She opened her eyes.
"Squeak?"
"Oh, no." She sat up in bed. The rest of the girls were asleep. The window was open because the school encouraged fresh air. It was available in large amounts for free. The skeletal rat leapt onto the window ledge and then, when it had made sure that she was watching, jumped into the night. As Susan saw it, the world offered 2 choices. She could go back to bed, or she could follow the rat, which would be a stupid thing to do. Soppy people in books did that sort of thing. They ended up in some idiot world with goblins and feeble-minded talking animals. And they were such sad, wet girls. They always let things happen to them without making any effort. They just went around saying things like, "Oh, my goodness me," when it was obvious that any sensible human being could soon get the place properly organized. Actually, when you thought of it like that, it was tempting. The world held too much fluffy thinking. She always told herself that it was the job of people like Susan, if there were any more like her, to sort it out. She pulled on her dressing gown and climbed over the sill, holding on until the last moment and dropping into a flower bed. The rat was a tiny shape scurrying across the moonlit lawn. She followed it around to the stables where it vanished somewhere in the shadows. As she stood feeling slightly chilly and more than slightly an idiot, it returned, dragging an object rather bigger than itself. It looked like a bundle of old rags. The skeletal rat walked around the side of it and gave the ragged bundle a good hard kick.
"All right, all right."
The bundle opened one eye, which swiveled around wildly until it focused on Susan.
"I warn you," said the bundle, "I don't do the N-word."
"I'm sorry," said Susan. The bundle rolled over, staggered upright, and extended 2 scruffy wings. The rat stopped kicking it.
"I'm a raven, aren't I?" it said.
One of the